This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hillary Clinton recently condemned the policies we've been talking about as horrific. That would surely come as news to the Hillary Clinton of just 15 years ago. In 2003, this is what Hillary Clinton said about the crisis on the border. Watch this.
I am, you know, adamantly against illegal immigrants. Certainly, we've got to do more at our borders, and people have to stop employing illegal immigrants.
Huh. Nothing has changed since then, of course, except for her party's calculation that it could only win by importing a new class of voters, which they are trying their best to do. Mark Stein is an author and a columnist, and he joins us tonight. Mark, I don't know if you were prepared, really, to take a lecture on the Bible from Hillary Clinton and Barbara Boxer and the rest, but do you feel edified as a Christian and an American by the new theocrats on the left?
It's interesting. I think they're being rather selective in their sudden biblical fervor. It's very important to the left to maintain this particular public policy, which is what it was, as you said at the top of the show. That's what immigration is. It's a public policy. Yet whenever it's treated as such, Hillary and the rest of the left, and I regret now an entire phalanx of first ladies, has decided that we have to have the sentimentalization of public policy. Well, which is it? This is a country that is supposedly on orange alert. Over half of the illegal aliens present broke into a country on orange alert. That is to say, they've come here since 9/11. Americans shuffle like a bovine herd through security that demands to know
exactly
the consistency of their pumpkin pie if they're flying home to Thanksgiving from New York to Cleveland, but the rest of the world is entitled to walk across the Rio Grande if they happen to have a little moppet in tow with them. You can't have it both ways. Right now, Americans are living on orange alert if they make a domestic flight, but their borders are open. You're the chumps of the planet for going along with it. And I may be the harshest person here speaking tonight, because I know as a legal immigrant how heartless and ruthless the legal immigration bureaucracy in this country can be to children and the separation of families and all that. And these Democrats and Laura Bush never has a word to say about that.
What would happen if you showed up at the airport without a driver's license and said, look, I have a moral right to get on this plane and you're a racist for not letting me on? Would that work?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, we're bifurcating into a society where the law-abiding are subject to ever more onerous constraints, while the avowedly lawless are somehow venerated and fetishized. I will say, as a legal...
But you've lived this. If I could just pause and say, you actually are foreign-born, and you have, without getting too personal, but you have a family. I mean, how has the immigration system treated your family?
Well, I'll tell you, I was crossing at Derby Line, Vermont one time. I won't go into all the details, but rather officious twerp at the border threatened to call ICE and have my daughter deported. And he said, then she'd be in Canada and you'd be stuck here in America. And I said, I wouldn't be much of a father if I did that, because I'll tell you, 10 minutes after you deport her, I'll be back in whatever country you deport her to. Because if the price of being in America is that I have to be separated from my children, then I pass. And I am surprised, frankly, we're told these are just hardworking people are being snatched from the bosoms of their mothers. It's awful. It's heartbreaking. Why don't we just say at the border, well, you can't come in, but if you do, your children will be taken from you. And why don't these people then say, oh, well, I don't want to be separated from my children. Can I go back across the Rio Grande to the southern shore? This is the difference
that
treatment between the lawful and the lawless.
I'll tell you, Mark Stein and his brilliant perspective brings it right into focus, doesn't it? takes it out of the emotion. This is reality. This is what's happening in our country, that people, you know, who want to abide by the law are treated differently than somebody who breaks the law. Think about that, huh?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo joins us now, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. He is author of the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. There it is. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. Great to be back on again.
Well, John, as a former FBI agent, counterterrorism expert, we talk about threats, and we are going to talk about more Islamophobia, but we've got domestic threats here, clearly, with what is happening with this release of this IG report. I mean, the lawlessness that continues to run rampant in our country, which opens up all kinds of threats, whether it's immigration or, terrorists, actual terrorists who are coming into this country, because it's like our country has decided somehow, the leadership of our country has decided to abandon the rule of law.
Well, I think we, you've opened up a discussion I think is very important, and when you look at what some of these individuals, and specifically I'll start with the FBI, have done, whether it's Director Comey, whether it's Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, the behavior is not only illegal because there is criminal behavior that each of these men have participated in, but the behavior is also seditious. And in the case of Peter Strzok, an argument could be made treasonous,
yes,
but certainly seditious. And it's my firm belief, and we've said this publicly, understanding the threat, is that if you don't go after people who are openly committing sedition, and there are individuals in the previous administration that are guilty of that as well, and punish them to the fullest extent of the law, then I think this behavior will not stop.
Exactly.
Because so far there's been no repercussions.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that this is a deep root. This didn't happen. Just like much the same case as we discovered with Watergate and the Nixon administration, there was a lead up to this. And there's been an ongoing lead up. And as you and I discussed last time, it's like, wait a minute, you know, we thought the FBI had gotten cleaned up after J. Edgar Hoover was out. But it just, there's just something about it that inherently draws it into this kind of pernicious arena, is it not?
Well, yes, and I just want to make a few quick points. I was asked to do a kind of a review and offer some suggestions on how to correct these issues inside the Bureau. Mm-hmm. And so I did put something together for some folks who are, you know, looking at this at the federal level. And if you go back and you review both post 9/11, leading into the 2000s, 2007, 2008, there were some significant reports done besides just the 9/11 report. Mm-hmm. That really highlights some FBI failures. You go back into the 90s and you look at the mishandling of the Robert Hansen case and how did the FBI allow a guy at such a senior level to become a Russian spy and they didn't know about it. And we look at the failures in cases where there were very significant flaws. And what you see across the board, there are really three consistent problems. And the number one issue is FBI leadership. Mm-hmm. It's the leadership. And when you look at how the FBI promotes people to positions, and you look at the leadership and the lack of really emphasis on leadership, it's the worst system in the world. And it's really, you get people promoted who want to be promoted, and you get really good workers, case agents at the ground level that don't want any part of it, because the system is made to really crush people who have initiative and who want to do casework and be promoted as a case agent. And, you know, Robert Mueller's upper out policy really just created such havoc in the Bureau. And there are so many pieces to this, but the point is the way the FBI promotes people to positions. And in some cases, like in the case of Andrew McCabe, the recommendation across the board for Andrew McCabe was that he not be promoted. Mm-hmm. And directly, Director Comey promoted him anyway. Mm-hmm. So you've got those kinds of things going on. It's just, it's really a lack of bold leadership in the Bureau and people who understand the subject matter. So you've got, we could talk about that all day, but to me, those are the two of the biggest reasons that you've got failures at the senior levels.
Yeah, there's no question there's something systemically wrong with the leadership, and that's coming through loud and clear, especially with what little we do know. I mean, some people want to talk about what we don't know, but even in the words of James Comey himself, his words are inconsistent. His testimony is confusing at times. I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier in terms of FBI failings since 9/11. I mean, here recently, John, I mean, in South Florida, we've got somebody that, supposedly was on the FBI's radar, but, you know, with some obvious, this kid even released a video, had a video out there saying he was going to be the next shooter. And this, I mean, how does this fall through the cracks? I mean, falling through the cracks is, you think, okay, it's, there's some stuff there, it's minor. But in this particular case with the shooter, just case in point, there was a prolific amount of evidence already there in front of the FBI, and it got ignored. I mean, the Sarnyaev brothers up in Massachusetts, you start connecting these FBI failings, and you go, what is going on here?
Well, right, and you just made a great point. The seven, not only the shooter in the school, the 17-year-old from the similar area in Florida who stabbed to death and slit the throat of a young boy because they were having a sleepover at this home, and he did it because he, you know, he said the Quran instructed him to, and he's a, blue-eyed, light, sandy-haired boy, Muslim convert. You've got the FBI was onto that guy. You have the, as you mentioned, the Boston bombers, the Abdul Hakim Muhammad who killed Private Andy Long at a Little Rock, Arkansas recruiting depot. He was under investigation.
Exactly.
By the FBI.
Hey, John, we got to pause real quick. We'll pick it up when we come back. We got to go to break. John Guandola is with us, and we're talking and understanding the threat that is near you. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ben Martinez.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost. and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
It used to be that birds would suddenly appear. Now it's dolphins, you know, and this is why you can't believe everything you hear. You have to be a bit discerning. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're continuing our conversation with counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent John Guandolo. John, I'll tell you, when you start thinking about what has happened here that's being exposed in the IG report that points to a systemic issue, and you start connecting the dots with all these other FBI failings, well, I think we've got a bigger problem here in River City than what is being addressed. I've always been concerned, John, when people, you know, start out, whether they're talking with James Comey, about James Comey or Mueller, oh, they're such great guys. They're, they're the perfect law enforcement officer, on and on, all these great accolades. That always concerns me because I think, who are you trying to convince here, you know?
Well, yeah, you got to go back to just look at the facts. And what do the facts say? I mean, Director Comey gave classified material to a member of the press.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what a good guy does.
Right.
And it's not only that. It's that he then, just his arrogance and his hubris about all of it. And he's just undeterred in defending what he's done. There's no remorse, no repentance. It's just pretty in your face. He's just waving it in your face. And I think the fact that he has worked to undermine the President of the United States, he's got literally the senior leaders in the FBI caught saying, you know, this guy's not going to be president. I mean, this is treason stuff.
Yeah, and if he is, we will do everything we can to start impeachment. But there's no bias in, you know, there was no obvious bias, according to the IG report. I'm not sure how he gets there. It was like, you know, I've been saying that it was like James Comey on July the 5th talking about all the reasons he was going to indict Hillary. And then all of a sudden he made a hard left right at the conclusion and came up with, some other language, some FBI escape speak or something. I don't know what to call it.
Well, right. And in that case, he literally explained that Mrs. Clinton met all of the legal wickets to be charged with the crime for which she was guilty, and then said, but, you know, this is how we're going to interpret the law. And no U.S. attorney interprets it that way. And I utterly disagree with his assessment that, you know, no attorney would prosecute this case. Mm-hmm. This is nonsense. And so when you look at the actions, to come back to your point, the evidence doesn't demonstrate he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. It demonstrates that his actions are seditious. They directly come against the duly elected president of the United States. Mr. Comey was not truthful. He, again, gave classified material to a reporter in violation of federal law. And so not only should Mrs. Clinton be convicted for numerous violations of the law, but so should he. And that's clear based on his history of working with the Clintons and being involved in their businesses, that there's an unprofessional relationship there. And clearly it's criminal.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that is notable is they always try to sell you on this thing that supposedly Comey's a card-carrying Republican. I've heard him say on different occasions that he's more of an independent. His family clearly is Democratic. He mentioned after the election that they were all upset, including his daughters, that Hillary didn't get elected. And the wife has been, I think she's made it pretty clear that she's a Democrat. I mean, that's just only from a political perspective. But clearly, the prejudice and the bias that existed and what the IG report in these 568 pages pointed out is that it's a lot deeper than we thought. We're getting more names introduced. We got a couple of attorneys, five FBI agents, this thing is probably deeper than even Horowitz was probably willing to, you know, deal with. I think anybody involved with the FBI that, you know, you open up the body and you go, wow, this disease is so metastasized that we just need to put it out of its misery.
Well, yeah, and just a couple things. The first thing is, being a card-carrying Republican, I mean, it doesn't raise the bar any. I mean, John McCain and Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are card-carrying Republicans, and they're certainly not batting for the American people. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. But the real thing and the point that it seems like we're getting at here is, if this is what we know the FBI is failing at, we see all the failings, missing, you know, the Boston bombers, even though they were given information, the Orlando shooter, even though they interviewed him three times, the Fort Lauderdale shooter, even though they interviewed him three times, and on and on and on, where they've completely dropped the ball in these terrorism investigations. And it's because of ignorance of the threat. They do not understand the threat.
Right.
And as I've shared on this show before, every FBI agent we've had in our training has told us they've never heard the information we're putting out. So we know that that's true, and it's because the leaders remain ignorant. We just put out a video several weeks ago about literally the number two guy at the FBI in a mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, the Dar al-Hijra, that was created by Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, and has been led since its beginning by al-Qaeda, Hamas, and other types of individuals, some of whom are in prison. And that's the mosque where the number two guy at the bureau goes to have a love fest.
Mm.
And when you look at this, the question I would ask your audience is, think about, if this is what we know is going on,
right,
what don't you know about? How is this ignorance and this arrogance and these attitudes and this criminal behavior, how is it affecting other investigations and their ability to do their duty when it comes to counterintelligence? And I'll just drop this on the table for your audience, just to let it digest. If Mrs. Clinton went into foreign countries where she knows hostile intelligence services have access to her electronics, her phones, her computers, and she had a completely open system because it was on an unprotected, all her stuff was unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if she did that intentionally, quid pro quo, for the millions of dollars she was getting from foreign governments through the Clinton Foundation? That's espionage.
Yes.
That's absolutely espionage. Now, we don't know that, but we do know that that's not even been looked at by the FBI. And I would argue the reason it hasn't been looked at is because, just look at what the FBI director did, totally protected Mrs. Clinton. I mean, so the point is, we don't know what else is out there other than the independent digging and investigation that's going on, because we know the FBI is not doing their job,
right,
at least in these matters. While you have thousands of agents busting their butt every day doing good work across the board, they've got leadership that is doing this.
Exactly.
Outrageous.
Well, it is outrageous, and the thing is that it's not just the leadership of the FBI that's complicit in this. It's the media, it's the Democrats who want to continue to run interference, and of course it galls me each time, John. They always say, we're going to get to the bottom of this so that it never happens again. They never get to the bottom of it. You know, it just only goes to a certain point, and here we are. It's like, okay, there's no doubt that this administration under Donald J. Trump is an exposing agent and catalyst. Are we ready for the truth? He's talked about, fake news, and he's talked about the deep state. Are we ready to really open this thing up and attack the problem? That's the question, I think.
Well, I'm ready. I hope you're ready. Understanding the threat is ready.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate all your hard work there. John, how can people be up to date with you? We got about 10 seconds.
Well, understandingthethreat.com. We're on Twitter at UTT_USA, our YouTube channel, and Facebook, join us, sign up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. Hey, we're going to talk about brides, okay? First comes love, as they say. Then comes, I don't know if you've seen some of these reality TV shows, blowouts, manicures, facials, gym memberships, health, smoothies. Once you've said yes, the beauty regimen officially kicks into overdrive and stays that way until the big I do day, right? For the unofficial kickoff of wedding season, plastic surgeon Dr. Laura Devgan is with us to help brides-to-be, the bridal party, and the mother of the bride to best prepare for the big day. She's going to teach you all how to spring clean our skin in time for the wedding season and discuss the latest treatments and procedures available to keep our skin looking its best. Dr. Laura Devgan joins us now.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Devin, great to have you with us. All right, so what can the bride-to-be, the bridal party, and the mother of the bride do to best prepare for the big day?
Well, it's a big day, so you want to start with the basics. A healthy diet with fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants, getting adequate sleep, getting some regular exercise, and remembering to wear your SPF. Those are kind of the fundamentals for beautiful, luminous skin.
Well, Dr. Devgan, let's talk treatment and procedures. What do you recommend, you know, to soften those facial lines, you know, for the bride and the mother of the bride and the bridal party, of course, but still look like the best version of themselves?
One of the most popular procedures in my practice is Restylane Refine and Define, and those are FDA-approved injectable fillers that can soften the deep facial wrinkles and folds that can sometimes appear around the nose and mouth and look a little bit heavy and shadowed in photographs.
So how do these treatments work?
Well, they're really interesting, actually. These are injectable fillers that are based on hyaluronic acid, which is the major component of the body's own collagen. And using a unique manufacturing process called expression technology, this is kind of the newest generation in dermal fillers. By that, I mean that these fillers are made from derivatives of sugar molecules so that they're flexible and they can move naturally when you're smiling or laughing or crying. But they also look really great when you're at rest. So it's kind of perfect for your wedding day.
We're talking with Dr. Laura Devgan, a board-certified plastic surgeon based out of New York City, and, of course, helping brides, the bridal party, the mother of the bride, to look their best on that great I Do Day. And some of the tips she's covered is skin care starts early. You want to start a health and skin care regimen as soon as possible. Follow a diet full of healthy foods rich in antioxidants and exercise on a regular basis. Drink a lot of water. Get 8 hours of sleep every night. Make sure you seek help, too. Flawless, glowing skin is the key on the big day, so visit a healthcare provider who will assess your skin and recommend products and treatments that are right for you. And always, always use protection, regardless of the time of the year. Make sure to apply sunscreen every day, even if the sun isn't shining. So, Dr. Laura Devgan, where can the people go for more information?
You can ask a qualified healthcare professional, or you can visit RestylaneUSA.com.
Dr. Devgan has been ranked the number one female cosmetic surgeon in New York by RateMDs, featured as a Super Doctor's Rising Star Plastic Surgeon in New York Times Magazine, listed in America's Top Plastic Surgeons. Dr. Devgan, again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good fun. See how we bring the experts out? We're just here to bless you, you know, make your day. Thank you for joining us and sharing a part of your day. This day is National Eat an Oreo Day. Do you know how to eat Oreo, Brad? Huh?
I just get stuck in my teeth.
You just get stuck in your just chow into it? You don't do it layer by layer or anything like that?
I don't pull it apart or anything like that.
Yeah, there's a certain finesse about it. And the other thing, too, I discovered, which is really because it kind of deceives you a little bit. You know, I'm sitting here counting calories these days. You know, because I went from the thicker one. I could never do the double filling Oreo.
Yeah,
I know some people love the double, and God bless them for doing that. My metabolism can't handle it. It goes into shock. But now they've got, you know, for some of us, the thin, you know, deception. So we think, well, we're eating a thinner Oreo. It's not quite so bad, right?
I haven't heard about those, no.
Yeah, right. They're really good. I like it. I mean, and, of course, you know, I drive my family nuts because everything goes in the refrigerator. I love having cookies in the refrigerator. It's just me. Yeah, I've got to be real careful of that. So I'm kind of staying away from it. And, of course, I'm about ready to go to California. And, of course, going to California, you get In-N-Out burgers. And, you know, they're excellent. If you've had an In-N-Out burger, you know what I'm talking about. And what's worse is when you've been away from it for a while, then you're looking forward to getting back to California, you know, where, you know, In-N-Out was birthed. And the other thing is this is the season. Marie Callender's does this pie there. Marie Callender's is a big pie operation and restaurant there in California. And every year for a limited time, and it's only out for maybe, you know, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes it can go 4 weeks. It's a fresh lullaberry pie. I don't know why I'm saying this, because people now in California are going to, if you love berry pie, the fresh lullaberry pie is something else altogether. Oh, my goodness. It is crazy good. It is so good that it wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, hey, you're getting low on pie. And you need to get more pie here because it's only out for a limited time. So you convince yourself that, you know, this is something, you know, something significant. So you've got to go back and you know, make sure you've got plenty of Marie Callender's lullaberry pie. So I'm looking forward to this next trip. We'll be heading out on Saturday. We'll be in California for a couple of weeks. And then we come back to sunny and warm East Coast Florida. Looking forward to that. This is also Juneteenth Day, by the way. If you are unfamiliar with it, it is something of, I believe, of importance, and one of those traditions that just quite hasn't caught on yet. And they're trying to make it into a have been for a federal holiday, but of course we just come off of a holiday with Memorial Weekend, so it's kind of hard to do it on the 19th of June, but it is rich in tradition, to say the least. Although Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation went into effect on January of 1863, it was not until after the war was over that slaves became free in Texas, possibly because the proclamation could not be enforced there, or because news of the proclamation had not been spread there. The war ended in April of 1865, but word did not reach Texas until the following month, and it was not until June that the Confederate Army in the area surrendered. On June 19th, Union General Gordon Granger read General Order No. 3 in Galveston, Texas, which said all slaves were free. The next year, freed slaves began celebrating not only the proclamation, but the freeing of all slaves in general, and gave the day the name Juneteenth. That's where it comes from. So over time, the celebration spread to other parts of the country, and during the Great Migration after World War I and World War II, when large amounts of African Americans moved north, they brought Juneteenth traditions with them. Although this helped spread the holiday, in some cases it made it harder for people to celebrate, as it was harder to take time off from work during the week at an urban factory job than farm jobs, as you can imagine. So Juneteenth celebrations also were given a boost after 1968 with the Poor People's March, when returning attendees brought the tradition back to their communities. By the 80s and 90s, Juneteenth celebrations were prevalent all around the country, and almost all states now recognize the day in some way, although as of 2017, it has not been recognized as a federal holiday. So Juneteenth being observed today has always been observed annually on June the 19th, and we thank Chickaday.com for giving us that information and allowing us to share it with you. So happy June 19th to one and all, as we remember our freedoms not only for Black America, but for all of America. That's what this is all about. I mean, again, as you know on the show, I always am hesitant to talk and, point out one group over another, because when we do that, it takes away from the united effort of what we're all about. We're rich in traditions, and there's great things to share, from one culture to the next. But we should not forget that united we stand, divided we fall. And this is what the prevailing force this day in our culture seems to want to do, and that is to divide us. To conquer us into what, ladies and gentlemen? To enslave us once again, or to make us better citizens, not only of this country, but of the world. Keep an eye on it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, Preferred Rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when we pray, all across that stage. When the church wants to pray, oh, we'll stop to pray. Oh, when we pray, Christian won't stop shaking. Hear the sound of praise, and nothing stands the same.
Got to bring those walls down, hon. When we pray, a lot of powerful things can happen. Fret you none. But if you're not praying, then there's a lot to be fretful about. You know, whether it's the IG report, what's happening with our FBI and our government, immigration, and the arguments that are going on, all this divisiveness and everything. So, maybe it's good that it's, Oreo cookie day, I guess, maybe. Just to kind of help you get through these challenging times. But, I welcome all prayer warriors, because that's where the change is going to take place. And thank you for joining us just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. And joining us now is the Good News Girl. Yes, the one, the only. Samantha Mao joins us to talk about these viral videos. And people ask me, Sam, they go, well, they're viral videos and you're talking about them on radio. And I said, well, that's because it's the theater of the mind. It's imagination here. And we can talk about it and add some dimension to it that you cannot get. Because once you see it, then your imagination is thwarted. But as the way you explain it, you engage our imaginations. It's always good fun. So I say viral radio videos, okay?
That's right. Well, I mean, and plus you get to hear about it. You might not have heard about it otherwise if you don't happen to see it online. You know, it's going viral, but that doesn't mean everybody gets to see it. And it gives you a chance to hear about some of the... Yeah.
Sometimes you're not caught in the virility of it all, you know? So now you get a chance to say, okay, find out what you've been missing. You just go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, catch up on it. You're in the flow of the know, and you know all this good stuff. And it's a little bit, in a way, kind of like going back and reading your high school annual, maybe not as personal, Because sometimes, you know, I used to say that, you know, after graduating from high school, you know, if you had moments of depression and you were feeling a little bit bad and less than, you could go back to your annual and read all those lies people told you about. That you were just so wonderful.
All the right? All the sweet little like notes that you got saying how wonderful you were. Yes. Oh, I love reading my old high school yearbook.
Yeah, don't tell me you don't lie. I read my high school annual.
That's right.
Yes, we're fine.
I might have to do that today after we hang out.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trigger a moment here for you, but hey, let's talk about let's talk about this guy. I mean, this is amazing. Again, these stories you don't hear about, but maybe here with Sam. And this is a man who's traveling to all 50 states, mowing lawns for people in need. You talk about putting your resources where your mouth is, right?
That's right. Well, Rodney Smith Jr., he's the founder of Raising Men Lawn Care Service, which is a nonprofit that he launched in Huntsville, Alabama. And what he's trying to do is just help young people give back to their communities. And he started something called the 50-Yard Challenge, and he challenged different young people to go around and just volunteer to mow 50 yards for people who needed it in their community, whether it's somebody who's disabled or maybe like a single mom or, you know, there's so many people who need help. And this is something that, you know, we're capable of doing, like an able-bodied young person is capable of giving back, and this is changing people's lives in ways that are unexpected. And what he's done is decided to go to do the 50-state challenge. So he's going to go mow lawns in every state, and every time he gets to a new state, Rodney is posting on his social media and saying, do you know somebody who needs help? Is there somebody that I can do this for? Mm-hmm. And he's just taken off, and, you know, he's inspiring others to do the same. And that's, you know, I like this story because it shows that we can all change the world. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to have extreme talent or wealth necessarily. You know, he is obviously a wonderful man and is like full of all different kinds of talents. And but you don't have to have, you know, talent or wealth or something like that. You don't have to wait for something to change the world. You can change the world by putting effort and your heart into it, and that's what he's doing.
It's that word aptly spoken or a deed aptly done, which he's doing. Now, is he being followed by, you know, in each community that he goes to, each state that he goes to, do we got other kids with their lawnmowers joining in on the fun?
Oh, yeah. He's getting people to do it all over the country. And, you know, he was in Jacksonville, Florida, and he was in Georgia. And, you know, every time he gets to, you know, if you go follow him, like, on Twitter, he's on I am Rodney Smith. Mm. That's at I am Rodney Smith, and you can follow him on Twitter and see him.
Sam, we got to get him on. We got to get him on with us. We got to give him more to shout out.
Should.
So you track him down. We'll slow down his lawnmower for just a moment. And boy, we'd love to have him on with us. That's a great story. This next story is just so sweet. An 84-year-old husband has learned to do his wife's makeup before she goes completely blind. Tell us about that.
So Mona Manahan and her husband Des have been married for almost 60 years, and she started losing her sight. And, you know, she decided, like, you know, I want a beauty tutorial from Rosie Driscoll, a makeup artist that works for Benefit Cosmetics. And so her husband, Des, goes with her to the store, and he asks if he can try. Well, it turns out he's kind of a natural. He just picked it up right away.
Wow, that's
and,
great.
yeah, they've just absolutely taken off. Like, I think they were even working with Kim Kardashian, some, like, they didn't even know who she was.
Yeah. Well, who would have thunk he had this latent gift hiding in there, and his wife's going, where you been all my life, Bubba?
That's right. I just think it's so sweet, and he's good at it, and she just, it helps her feel her best. And, you can see why their marriage lasted for so long.
Mm, gosh, what a blessing. And for him as well to be able to do this and discover a new gift that he was never aware of to this point, right? So here he is.
I always wonder what our hidden talents are.
I mean, bless his heart. I remember, you know, when the kids were little and, you know, to help my wife out, you know, because she'd say, well, part of the reason we're late for church is because, you know, you got to comb the kids' hair and stuff like that. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I'll get it squared away. Son's hair, not too bad. Daughter's, I could not get the line straight. I could not get. So people at church knew when Dad had the hair combing duties for the morning.
I love that you tried to do it, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, I attempted it. I didn't, unlike Gus, I didn't have that hidden gift in me. And I think my daughter was glad she grew up when she could do it herself. She didn't have to worry about a crooked line in her head anymore, the poor thing. Okay, this next story, a woman's New Year's resolution saves a stranger's life. How did this happen? What happened?
So Jessica Morris, you know, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions to lose weight or something like that. And she's like, you know, in December she knew that, or in January, she knew, I don't want to lose weight. I want to donate a kidney. It's like, it was just like a calling
for
her that she felt like this was what she wanted to do. She didn't know who she's going to donate the kidney for.
Oh, this year I'm going to donate a kidney. She just puts it out like that.
Isn't that amazing? It's like there was just a calling in her heart. And yeah. David Nasheri, he was a 29-year-old Oakland man, and he was dying. He was on the kidney transplant list. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it takes years. They said it could take even up to 15 years because there are so many other people that are in line before him. Mm-hmm. And he said, I was depressed and I was sad all the time. And he just didn't know what else he could do. He just felt hopeless. And he just decided, I'm going to post an ad on Craigslist and tell people what my situation is and just see, you know, if I can find somebody. And, you know.
So if you find somebody, you go to
him.
So when you find somebody, you go to the front of the line, I guess, huh?
Well, I guess if you find a specific donor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just on the organ you're not on the organ transplant list waiting for somebody else. Like, you just, it becomes, you can get a donation right from them. They can choose you.
Okay.
And I've seen a couple of different situations of that. I've seen husbands, like, you know, stories where husbands sit on the side of the road, you know, looking for a kidney transplant. There was one time a guy went around Disney World with the information on him. And, you know, this sometimes these stories seem to be happening where people are like, they see the opportunity to save someone's life and change their life. And, you know, that's what Jessica
and change their own lives, too. You know, the Bible says we don't have because we don't ask. So here, you know, you got somebody wanting to give. She puts it out there and saves this stranger's life. What an incredible story, Sam.
That's right. And he said he just sees her as a gift from God. And, you know, that has to be. Yeah, she has to be an angel to him, just coming down as a complete stranger. And I'm so excited for both of them.
Well, this is the season of graduation, Sam, and this last one, boy, I'll tell you, bring a box of tissues, okay, on this one. This is a student with autism who's usually nonverbal, gives a powerful graduation speech. You've got to see this. Tell us about this.
So Seth Scott, you know, he's usually nonverbal, and he goes to Plano Senior High School. And, you know, his mom actually had given different speech. She was a brain tumor survivor, and she goes around speaking to people, and she helped him write this for his graduation. Mm-hmm. And he got up there. And for anybody, it's a challenge. You know, public speaking is actually, I remember in public speaking in college, they told us the number one fear for so many people is public speaking. They fear over over death itself, just as like as the number one rated fear.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, you know, he's usually nonverbal, and he spoke in front of 1,400 of his peers and 8,000 people, and he nailed it. Like, if you could just hear the speech, and he's like, you know, this is unexpected. I know this is unexpected for me. He has autism, and he just does a great job, and he tells people, he's like, you know, you don't have to follow in other people's footsteps, because if you follow in their footsteps, you'll only get where they're going. Make your own path, you know, follow your own way, do something unexpected like me. And it was an amazing speech. It's 6 minutes long and worth every second. He gets a standing ovation.
What powerful insight from this young man with a disability that too many would disqualify and not want to hear from. But this is a kid you need to hear from, and this encourages us and enlarges us to understand that, you know, we may think we have all the goods, and we would miss someone like this that has that word or words aptly spoken in this particular case. And we're going to link that on our website as well. Sam, as always, we appreciate you sharing with us every week. Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.